Okay. The regular city council meeting of June 25th, 2020. For the record, elected officials will be participating via audio and video conferencing. And Whitten and Davidson are attending in person. Meeting is broadcast over KMXT 100.1 FM. And for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this regular meeting in compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. For those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available online on the City of Kodiak website. On that note, please call the roll.
Ms. Arboleda.
Here.
Mr. Bishop. Mr. Davidson.
Present.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whitten.
Here.
You have a plan?
Thank you. So please stand for the invocation that's going to be given by Major Dave Davis and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Major Dave?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts before you in this moment. Father, we lift up our mayor and each member of our city council and staff. We give you the praise and glory for their service and their devotion. Father, we are thankful for the men and women throughout our city who are willing to give of themselves to assist our city council in making proper and strong decisions for today and for tomorrow. Father, we ask your continued blessing upon us, even as we deal with each of the agenda items. Thank you, Father, for your continued blessing. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Thank you, Dave.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of the Republic, which it stands, one nation, God.
Okay, I want to say there. Before us, from the June 11, 2020 regular meeting, any additions or corrections?
Thank you. I move to approve the minutes of the June 11th, 2020 regular council meeting.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop. Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
So the only item we have under persons to be heard is for public comments to the council, and they are limited to 3 minutes. If there's anyone that would like to address the council at this time, please call in at 486-8610, and we will pause a little bit to make sure that there are no phone calls or there might be phone calls. So again, the number is 486-8610. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time? Okay, on that note, we will go to unfinished business, and the only item under unfinished business is the second reading and public hearing on ordinance number 1402, authorizing a contract for the Kodiak Historical Society to operate the Kodiak History Museum through June 30th, 2022. Could we have a staff report, please?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. The city has provided funding to the Kodiak Historical Society to help cover operating costs of the Kodiak History Museum for many years. The current contract expires June 30, 2020, and ordinance number 1402 will authorize a new 2-year agreement from July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2022. All of the terms in the new contract are the same as the existing contract, but the annual funding level will be set in the fiscal year 2021 and fiscal year 2022 budgets. For fiscal year 2021, the budget for operating the museum is $94,700. Staff recommends council adopt ordinance number 1402.
Josie, what is the council's pleasure? Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1402.
Second.
Okay. Close reading and open the public hearing on regarding this ordinance and by calling in 486-8610. Anyone wanting to comment on ordinance number 1402? No? Okay, on that note, I will open the regular meeting and would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
Well, now we're going to do business. This is the first reading on ordinance 1408, amending Title II and Title 17 of the Kodiak City Code to establish a historic preservation commission and register of historic places. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. The National Historic Preservation Act of 1966 established a federal and state partnership and created a national preservation program. In 1980, the certified local government program was added to include local governments into the program. Historic preservation through partnership is the goal of the certified local government program. Participation in this program, along with local partners, including the Kodiak History, Aleutic, and Maritime Museums, the State Historic Preservation Office, and the Federal National Park Service, will help Kodiak save irreplaceable historic character places. Adoption of this ordinance to establish a historic preservation commission and participate in the certified local government program demonstrates local commitment to saving what is important from the past for future generations, opens doors to funding, technical assistance, and other preservation successes. Staff recommends council adopt ordinance number 1403 in the first reading.
Josie, what's the council's pleasure?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1403 in the first reading and advance to second reading and public hearing at the next regular or special meeting.
Second. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In regards to this ordinance, in the section 240.025 meetings, would there be a section added there that it could also be considered present by iPhone or a regular landphone? Because with their meetings twice a year, you can be sure that I might conflict the law, but I was just wondering if you can make it a legal type presence for the I just wondering if it's possible.
Is that something you've discussed with staff before this evening or just bringing it up now?
No, I didn't think of it.
No, that's okay. I just didn't know if they were aware of this. It doesn't seem like there would be a problem with that we could add that for the second reading.
We can put some language to introduce or to amend it, but second reading.
Okay.
Just trying to keep the quorum.
Any other council discussion? Okay, thank you, Mr. Davidson. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Madam Mayor.
The second item of your new business is ordinance number 1404. Chapter 2.24, election procedures by creating section 2.24.250, emergency plan. Could you next step, please?
Thank you, Mayor and council members. Elections are an essential government function, and the right of the voters must be protected in all cases and in the event of emergencies, disasters, or similar events. This ordinance is presented to allow me, serving as the election supervisor, flexibility in providing options to voters in case of a public emergency. It will also assist in the exercise of the right to vote while protecting the health and safety of both the voters and election workers. Although this provides me some flexibility, it also dictates accountability for me to maintain a record of any action that I take that deviates from the norm. I ask for your support to advance this to public hearing. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may.
So what was the council's pleasure? Whitten? Oh, I thought you were
raising. No, that's fine. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance 1404 in the first reading and advance to second reading in public hearing at the next regular or special meeting.
Okay, is there any council discussion?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Regan.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson. Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you. The third item under new business is resolution number 2020-17, accepting a coronavirus emergency supplemental fund from the Alaska Department of Public Safety for procurement of supplies related to the first responder efforts to combat the impact of the COVID-19. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. On May 13, 2020, the Kodiak Police Department submitted a grant application to the Department of Public Safety for local public safety COVID-19 funding in the amount of $20,878.50. On June 5th, 2020, the KPD received notification that the funding was approved. The approved request authorized the reimbursement and continued procurement of decontamination supplies and personal protective equipment used to safeguard police department employees and prisoners housed in the Kodiak Community Jail from the virus. These safety measures and supplies were not included in the fiscal year 2020 operational budget, but have become important in protecting those that protect all of us, their families, and the community from the spread of COVID-19. Staff recommends council adopt resolution number 2020-17.
What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-17.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
The next item under new business is authorization of FY 2021 special service contract with the Alaska Department of Public Safety. Could we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. The Alaska Department of Public Safety requests the renewal of its contract with the city provide services which support the mission and operations of the Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers in Kodiak. In exchange for providing these services, DPS will compensate the city $81,900 for fiscal year 2021. The compensation accounts for the city providing dispatch services during emergencies, administrative support with the Alaska Public Safety Information Network and National Crime Information Center, field support in city limits, and providing a KPD officer to transport and guard prisoners to appear in the Kodiak court. The $81,900 annual payment reflects a requested funding increase of 4% from previous years. Staff recommends council authorize the fiscal year 2021 special services contract with the Alaska Department of Public Safety.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure? Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the 2021 Spatial Services Contract number 249743 with the Alaska Department of Public Safety, Division of Alaska State Troopers, and also authorize the city manager to sign the contract on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
The next item is the authorization of animal control service memorandum of agreement with the Kodiak Island Borough. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city provides animal control services and contracts with the Humane Society of Kodiak to operate the animal shelter. The Kodiak Island Borough itself does not provide these services to its residents and therefore wishes to contract with the city. This is a two-year agreement beginning July 1, 2020. And historically, the value of this agreement covers half of the animal control budget, which last year was approximately $120,000 annually. And staff recommends council authorize this memorandum with the Kodiak Island Borough.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure?
Madam Mayor, I can read that.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Armaletto.
Thank you. Move to authorize the animal control contract, city record number 249667, between the City of Kodiak and the Kodiak Island Borough, and authorize the city manager to execute the document on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I know there was some discussion at the assembly about renewing this contract, so I just want to state that I think this is the right decision. I'm glad the assembly made this call so that we can serve the entire road system with animal control. So I just want to comment. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to add that the Humane Society has done a wonderful job in this community for pet control. And if they were aware of what it was like when I first came here in 1940, you'd be most grateful for what they left to do.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Next item is the authorization of the bid award for bid number 2020-006 for sodium chloride for the fiscal year 2021. We have a staff report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, Public Works combines de-icing salt with quarter-inch rock chips for winter de-icing and traction control on city streets and parking lots. Annually, the quantity of product requested is based on the remaining stock on hand and the previous winter's consumption. A bid was advertised on May 13, 2020 for 150 tons of salt for winter de-icing. Bids were opened on June 12th, and we had one bidder and one no bid. Staff recommends council authorize the award of the fiscal year 2021 sodium chloride supply to the sole bidder, Mill Bay Enterprises, LLC, in the amount of $66,099.09.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the FY 2021 sodium chloride bid to Mill Bay Enterprises, LLC, in the amount of $66,099.09, with funds coming from the FY 21 Public Works Department Street Supply account, and authorize the city manager to sign the document on behalf of the city.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No such discussion on this, just I know the background information that says, and I wasn't aware of this when I read this earlier, that says that the Public Works mixes 50% mixture salt with chips on the road. We put the road down, and I just wanted to make that this winter thing, the whole distance of snow is spent is a long time. Public Works could have the streets iced and the safe of the drivers.
Any other council comments? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Reagan.
Yes.
Mr. Ford.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And the last item under new business is the authorization of bid award for FY 2021 petroleum products. Do you have a staff report, please?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, the Public Works Department issues bids for the city's petroleum products. Bids were opened on June 12, 2020 for petroleum products for fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2023. Two bids were received. Petromarine Services was the responsible bidder for heating and equipment fuel, and Petromarine Services was also low bidder for unleaded gasoline. Staff recommends council authorize the bid award for the purchase of unleaded gasoline, heating, and equipment fuel to Petromarine Services.
Thank you. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize award of the city's FY 2021 to FY 2023 petroleum products bid to Petromarine Services for heating and equipment fuel and to Petromarine Services for unleaded gasoline fuel for all four fuel types, with funds coming from each department's FY 2021 through FY 2023 fuel line items, and authorize the city manager to sign documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Reagan.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. We'll now go to staff reports, and we'll have the manager's report, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. The city was notified on Tuesday by State Department of Environmental Conservation that Kodiak received the Ursa Major Water System Excellence Award. The award recognizes community water systems that maintain four quarters of operator certification compliance and have no drinking water violations here. So congratulations to the Public Works Department for achieving and maintaining stellar compliance and for ongoing efforts to provide safe drinking water to all served by Kodiak's water system. Secondly, administration submitted 2016 Alaska Pink Salmon Disaster Relief Project proposals on Tuesday to the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission. Once they have been approved, we'll bring to the council to authorize acceptance of the $226,000 for Dock 1 decking replacement, boat launch and float at St. Paul Harbor, as well as replacement awnings on harbor ramps in St. Paul Harbor. Lastly, I'd like to introduce Julie Liu, our interim city finance director. Julie's had an extensive career in finance, and most recently as the finance director for the city of Nome from 2012 to
2019. That's all I'm Julie. Okay, any questions of our deputy city manager? Josie, and now we'll go to the first. Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city offices will be closed on Friday, July 3rd, in observance of Independence Day. The July 7th work session and the July 9th regular meeting have been canceled. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, July 21 at 7:30 p.m. And the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, July 23, 7:30 p.m. Further details regarding these meetings will be posted on the City of Kodiak. Thank you.
And do we have any questions over for? And then those July, that July meeting at this time will be in person in the assembly chamber. Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments at this time. And Julie, we're glad you're here. Great long experience, and you're here in the rainbow. Congratulations on to Public Works for the wonderful water we have here. Every time I drink the water here, it's just, you know, you go to other places and you don't know how people live without the great water that we have. So reminder about what we have on our banners, about washing your hands, keeping social, wearing your mask. We have 44 new cases in Alaska. Luckily, we did not have any here in Kodiak, but there have been a number of seafood workers across the state. So we want to be proactive and respectful of people and consider those three things. And for all the young people in the audience who may be listening to us, there is a contest going on. It's spotting, I think there are 30 banners across the city and outside the city as well. And we have five. B, is it BMX? BMX bikes? Is that what they're called? BMX bikes. Yes, I'm so hip. motocross bikes. That you could win. And I think the deadline is the 30th of June. I believe that's right. Check the city website for that as well. And July 4th is coming up, so I know the parade has been canceled, but you can celebrate your own way, our independence, and glad that we had forefathers that did that. And I'm also glad about the new Historic Preservation Commission, and again, doing the contract with the Kodiak Historical Society, because we do have a very historical community here, going back 10,000 years. And happy birthday to Mr. Rich Walker.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Rich.
All right. Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to welcome Julie aboard. It'd be nice working with you here going into the future. That's great that our public works facilities are doing such a good job with our clean water, winning awards, you know, doing the upgrades to the sewer systems, and a big thanks to everybody over there at Public Works for doing such a good job, and all of our employees. Driving around town, I'm seeing a lot of things getting done that have been needed for a while, and my hat's off to all of them, and a great job. Great job for our citizens for following up and staying safe out there. We're managing to fight off that virus better than most anybody in this state or in the United States. So good job for our special committees and for everyone in the public that is fighting the good fight. And with that, I'd just like to wish everyone a very safe 4th of July weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to compliment the Public Works Department. I think most of us, when we turn on the tap, expect to get the water to come out, and also expect to be able to drink it. So, George, I think we take those things for granted, as well as flushing toilets and many other services the city provides. So, just wanted to recognize it. I'm very grateful for what we have. A quick update. The council had it on Tuesday. Quick update on the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. That we've reviewed all the applications, 230 applications for the grant funds received. This is the portion of the CARES Act fund that was contributed by the city. And 204 applicants were approved from across the island, from all the way from the west side of the island all the way to a fog deck and everything in between. Every type of business, transportation, lodging, retail, tourism businesses, charter boats, fishermen, every type of business that exists in Kodiak was represented. And I know that $2.4 million is going out. I do want to just single out Victoria Ellis and the finance department. They did just an amazing job of getting through all of those checks and getting those in and getting those checks cut. And we hope to have those checks distributed by the first part of next week. And compliments to Amy Williams and her staff at Discover Kodiak and Sarah Phillips who did a lot of shared work in getting this done. So it's been a total team effort, and we're just so thankful that we have the ability to fund and help these businesses. And we look forward to a second and third round here in the upcoming months.
Thank you. Again, thank you, Mr. Whitten, for spearheading that and being the lead on that with the city deciding to contribute money to our local economy. Okay, Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I'd just like to thank everyone who's volunteered all their work on the Economic Development Corporation. They've really been on the cutting edge for the whole state in getting those funds to our businesses that need it. And it's been an awful lot of work and with no compensation other than the occasional long distance pat on the back. I'd also like to hope everyone has a fun and safe 4th of July, but remember to keep socially distancing. I know it's kind of tough, but we still have fireworks, I think, to set off. And, you know, I think everyone should remember that, you know, continuing to remain vigilant. It's hard after all this time. But, you know, our own safety and our economy of our town depends on the fact that we can continue to keep this slow burn going for as long as we can. So everyone have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Excuse me, I got a mic problem. First of all, I'd like to welcome Julie on board, our wonderful community at Kodiak. I'm sure you'll learn to love it like all of us do. But secondly, I wish everybody a wonderful, great, appreciative 4th of July. Third, I'd like to extend a forthcoming happy birthday to our dear Minnie, who is on her 29th Jack Benny birthday. Right?
29,
it'll
be 29. Yeah.
And finally, thank you, Trevor. I just want to say, Holly doesn't want a cracker. Holly wants a mask. Wear your mask, people. It's critical for others as well as for you. They do it for you. Please do it for them. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, Sarah Barletta.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, everyone. Nothing for me except for a belated happy birthday to Councilmember Walker, advanced happy birthday to you, Madam Mayor, and a wonderful, hopefully sunny and safe 4th of July to everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Harbaugh.
That's all.
Okay, thank you. On that, we will go to audience comments. And if there is anyone that would like to please call in 486-8610, and you have 3 minutes. And we'll wait a few minutes here for anyone who would like to address the council at this time. Thank you. We have a call. Yes, go ahead. Did you want to speak to the council?
Yes, hello. This is Bruce
Schaffler. Hi, Bruce. Go ahead, please.
Well, I've called into numerous meetings asking for some sort of a public process with not only the $12 million, 7.9, or cut hairs, the cave and the COVID money from the state, as well as $250,000 near 226 that you addressed tonight about the Big Salmon disaster funds. Today, I've only been one comment back from one council member that said there won't be any process, and one that suggested that maybe there might be a list someplace that people could you know, get some input on ideas, both of which I feel are pretty unacceptable responses, irresponsible responses to the public for such a significant amount of money at a time when it's needed. And so I don't know what's going on with that. I've been in contact several times with the city manager. With wonderful conversations about, oh, we really need your ideas, and thank you very much, and it's most important. And all I hear now tonight is you already decided what the project is, ask the money, without contacting anybody, without any other input. So what always kind of bothers me about this process we have here is that if I were to ask a question, all you're going to consider it as a comment. Nobody ever stops the meeting afterwards and answers a question, or ever comes back and answers any of the questions that may come during public comment. But I'm going to ask it anyway, and I would like it addressed. Are you going to have any public comment on the $12 million that your own ideas? And why was there no public comment, public ideas, especially from the pink salmon fishermen where the disaster money came from, about what might be done, whether it be in the harbor or somewhere else? Thank you, and I hope I'm not being ignored, as I think I feel anyway that we have been ever since the funding was received by the city in the grand scheme of things. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mr. Schaffer, I'm going to address you, and you're not being ignored. And this is Pat Ransom. So thank you for your call. We do have the list of suggestions from the administration and how the $12 million might be spent. Of course, I hope you're aware that $2.4 million have gone out to local businesses and nonprofits, as Mr. Whitten described, with input from the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. We at the city on our website have asked for suggestions for how to spend the money. And I can tell you that my phone is always available. I always respond, as well as emails, to anyone who would like to ask a question or have suggestions, as I'm sure every council member would as well. So our doors are open, and we're not shutting the door at all. And there is more money coming in during the second and third quarters of this calendar year for those public funds to be spent, and we would welcome your suggestions. Okay. Thank you. Do we have any more comments or calls? Okay. On that note, I would look for a motion to adjourn. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Let's call the roll.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
Good night, everyone.